We never, ever compromise our relationship with Allah for anything. That comes first. Then the Hajj is being celebrated. You will understand why. Ibrahim alayhi salam, number one, he worshipped Allah alone, come what may. Number two, the sacrifices he made, one after the other, so many. I've only mentioned a few here. Later on also, he had so many sacrifices, one after the other. Every time he turned to Allah, he kept on making dua to Allah. Look at the Quran. It is filled with dua made by Ibrahim alayhi salam, meaning many duas there of his are mentioned in the Quran. Why such great mention of a man who lived long, long back? Because Allah wants us to learn the lesson. Look at his family members. His wife was left with a child, Hajar and Ismail, in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nothing to eat or drink. What was the conviction? Allah will provide. The wife asks him, Allahu amaraka bihada? Is it really Allah who asked you to do this, meaning to leave us here in this barren land with no one? And obviously, he kept on going. Yes, it was Allah. Sometime later, what did they need? Water. Water, root of life. It came gushing from nowhere. My brothers, my sisters, when you are in desperate need of Allah and you are close to Allah and you ask Allah and you continue to ask Allah, it might take not 7 rounds from Safa to Marwa, not 7 days or 7 months. It might take 7 years for you and I. We are not prophets of Allah. But I promise you, when the Zamzam comes gushing, it will gush for a lifetime. I'm talking about in your life and mine. We're talking about sustenance. You will be shocked what Allah's done for you in 7 years. But be patient. Don't lose patience. We are too impatient. You make dua today. At Asr time, you said, you know what? It was Jumu'ah. I went to the masjid. I cried to Allah. I shed tears. Allah doesn't want to listen to me. Hang on. It's only Asr, man. It's only time of Asr. You got to wait 7 months to 7 years. The cycle, sometimes people say it's 7 years. As Muslims, we don't believe that per se. But we do know that it's Allah's timing. So hang on, be patient, my brothers, my sisters, maintain that dedication. Look at what Allah tells Musa alayhi salam and Harun. Allah says, they were making dua against the Pharaoh for a while. قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا. The word is فَاسْتَقِيمَا. Allah says, you've been calling out to us, right? For the destruction of the Pharaoh. We've already answered your dua. It's coming. But in the meantime, istaqima, remain steadfast. Be patient. Today you suffered a loss. Hang on, hang on. Be patient. Continue in your relationship with Allah. A day of victory has to come 7 years from today. Like I said, all of us, how many problems have you had in your life? I'm repeating it because it's a very important question. Were there not days, were they not days in your life when you thought, I'm not going to make it? And today, where are you sitting? Subhanallah. Beyond imagination. But that time you were crying, you thought Allah's not responding. Look at where you are today. You're sitting so happy. You're sitting with such goodness. Where is the gratitude to Allah? What happened to those days when you were saying, Allah's not listening to me? Where did all that go? And then guess what? Another test is also coming soon, because that's the nature of life. If Allah gives you life long enough, wait, 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 another one's coming. And the good news or the bad news is that the next one's going to be bigger than the previous one, because even at school, you can't have the same questions of grade one all along. It has to continue further and further. It has to become bigger and bigger. عِظَمُ الْأَجْرِ مَا عِظَمِ الْإِبْتِلَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا إِبْتَلَاهُ. So many narrations show you the greater the test, the greater the reward. When Allah loves you, He tests you more. He will give you the challenges.